The agenda and mission we have come here for is to make sure that we create a platform for the resolution of the issues in Zimbabwe. We create an opportunity and a solidarity for Zimbabweans in the diaspora and also friends and partners on the African continent within the region of borders to come together with us to find a common solution and an answer to our problem so that we are able to move forward. That is what we are working on.
Any plans to meet President Ramaphosa or former President Thabo Mbeki?
Well, the plans to meet different stakeholders are afoot. I will not disclose whom I'm meeting, but I can tell you that we will be meeting those who matter in helping us to help ourselves. The Zimbabwean solution is going to come from Zimbabwe. So we need Zimbabweans to come together, but be helped by our neighbors, be helped by those who are supposed to help us to move the country forward, to deal with our own issues. We can't be having the situation we are having in Zimbabwe. A burning Zimbabwe will set ablaze the entire Sub-Saharan region and the entire continent. We can't have a successful South Africa without a thriving Zimbabwe. We can't have a prosperous SADC, Botswana, Mozambique, Malawi, Zambia, Namibia, even South Africa, without having Zimbabwe being lifted.
But President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his inner circle are saying that there is no need for regional intervention, and they are saying that there are discussions going on under the banner of the so-called Pollard.
Well, I don't know what discussions are taking place. Pollard is not a platform I'm willing to engage in. I know that those who are there are affiliates of Mr. Mnangagwa. We are talking about dialogue of people who are not in agreement. Dialogue can be between people who are of the same mind. So if Mr. Mnangagwa and those people whom he's meeting are in agreement, there's no problem. We need to agree because we are disagreeing. And in order for us to agree, there has to be some kind of mediation. We need a mediator, a facilitation, we need a facilitator, and an interlocutor, a person who is able to bring us together. I have said, in any negotiation, in any situation where there has to be a relationship of parties that were hitherto unknown to each other, there has to be a mediator, there has to be somebody who is helping.
And also, they are saying that SADC will only intervene if there is no crisis. And they are alleging that there is no crisis at all in Zimbabwe.
Whoever claims that there is no crisis in Zimbabwe must be living on another planet, or it's another Zimbabwe that we do not know.